Nina Bushu and the Wolf. Nina Bushu really liked the Anishinaabe for the way that they conducted themselves. He liked the way they dressed, the way they lived, how their families were, and how they kept their lodges nice and clean. And he liked that there were no infighting amongst them. He really respected the Anishinaabe for how they were as a nation. At that time, the Anishinaabe didn't have fire. So Nina Bushu told them, "I think I know what you need. I'm going to go look for it. But if I don't come back, if I perish in my quest to bring you this, I want you to remember me and sing songs about me." They agreed. They said, okay. Nina Bushu went to the lake, and it was winter time, and he saw several black dots at the edge of the lake, and he knew that they were wolves. He went and joined those wolves and asked, "Can I travel with you? Because I'm trying to find something to help my people." Right away they said, "No, you cannot come with us because you're not fast enough." "My dad is the West Wind," he replied. "I'm as fast as anybody." "All right. If you think you're fast and if you think you can keep up, then by all means. But if you can't, then good luck to you." So Nina Bushu started to run with the wolves. That is where he learned how to become an expert hunter. He learned from those wolves, and they say that the chief wolf was very, very big and very black and had a strong jaw. And Nina Bushu told that wolf, "I can't stay with you forever. You have given me so much, but I'm looking for something. I'm looking for something to bring back to my nephews, the Anishinaabe." The chief wolf said, "What is that you're looking for?" Nina Bushu said, "Fire to bring back to the people." The wolf chief then said, "Here is what you have to do. You have to reach your hand into my nephew's mouth and pull out his tooth." So Nina Bushu did. The nephew said, "My power comes from that stone." Nina Bushu said, "What stone?" The wolf chief said, "The one that you have in your hand." Nina Bushu looked in his hand, and there were two pieces of flint in his hand. The wolf said, "The one rock is for fire, the other is for your arrows." The wolf's nephew then jumped very high and long way, and when he landed, sparks came out from his tail, and they landed on some brush, and it started a fire. Nina Bushu knew that the gift of flint is very strong. He wanted to get back to the Anishinaabe to give them this priceless gift. The wolf chief told Nina Bushu, "Because you're so outstanding, because you're very polite, you get to adopt my nephew to be your brother." Many years ago, a black stone rolled into our camp. It was only a baby. We raised it to be our own, and it turned into a wolf to live with us. So it was then Nina Bushu realized that was his brother, who he had been on a quest to find and kill. He loved and respected the wolf so much he couldn't kill him, and he was instead happy to have found his brother. Nina Bushu and his brother became traveling partners, and they often were seen together.